I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Egypt's church is facing more challenges in its struggle to stay alive and relevant. Aside from the rise in social and legal discrimination against Christians in general, there's another threat that faces believers, the future. Book of Hope's Chad Causey says the research revealed
a growing cultural gap, a growing sense of being misunderstood by the leaders among the youth, and them saying they wanted to be part of the church. They really wanted to connect with it, but they felt like the church increasingly just didn't understand them.
Book of Hope is putting together scripture that empowers youth. Next, Zimbabwe remains in a state of flux with no declaration of a president 2 weeks after the polls closed. With no leadership, inflation continues to run rampant. A loaf of bread costs 16 million Zimbabwe dollars and many face starvation. In an effort to reach out with the love and compassion of Christ, Global Aid Network shipped in enough food for 1.2 million meals plus hygiene kits and more. They're also sending in medical and community outreach teams. And Ro and Moe Padidi of Bibles for the World recently returned from a trip to India. While there, they attended the annual assembly of all their churches. The theme was Proclaim God's Glory Among the Nations. They especially wanted to encourage their missionaries. Moe says revival was evident when a missions choir from Tripura sang. That's significant because in 1974,
Tripura was declared as one of the least evangelized areas of the world. Following that Congress, we sent scores of native missionaries to that area. And today, praise God, Tripura is no longer among the least evangelized areas.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.